Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about the racial and ethnic disparities in meeting Medicare eligibility criteria for medication therapy management services. I feel that for the majority of my academic career, I have been looking at Medicare eligibility criteria for medication therapy management services. This topic has attracted significant attention from the academic community and among the decision makers in the past few years because of the surprising nature of these disparities. This is a funded piece of work, but related to this topic, I don't have relationships to disclose. We all know that MMA established Medicare prescription drug benefit in the year 2006. At the same time, CMS required Part D plans to provide medication therapy management services or MTM services for Medicare beneficiaries as part of Part D benefits. MTM services is a distinct group of services to optimize therapeutic outcomes. These services aim to develop medication treatment plan and integrate the medication treatment plan into all health services provided to patients. However, due to limited resources, there are three eligibility criteria for MTM services. Patients need to have multiple chronic conditions. They need to use multiple covered medications, and they also need to be likely to incur over $4,000 or $3,000 in total Part D drug costs. The purpose of providing these services is to ensure that covered Part D drugs prescribed to targeted beneficiaries are appropriately used to optimize therapeutic outcomes through improved medication use. These services can be provided by licensed pharmacists or other qualified healthcare providers. And these services are particularly beneficial for patients with chronic diseases because for a lot of chronic diseases, pharmacotherapy plays a major role, such as hypertension and diabetes. The prevalence of some of these diseases is higher in minority populations than in non-Hispanic whites, including the prevalence of poor control. So MTM services could be an important tool for reducing outcomes disparities. However, in our analysis of historical data, we found that racial and ethnic minorities would be less likely to be eligible for MTM services than were non-Hispanic whites. This is actually surprising and not surprising, because racial and ethnic minorities historically tended to use fewer prescription medications and incur lower prescription drug costs than do whites within Medicare population. The purpose of this study is to determine whether MTM eligibility criteria would perform differently over time in the future in racial and ethnic disparities in MTM eligibility. We analyzed 2008 eligibility criteria and 2010 to 2011 eligibility criteria. We wanted to inform decision makers whether or not the disparity implications of MTM eligibility criteria may change over time. Our data source is Medical Expenditure Panel Survey 1996 to 1997 and 2007 to 2008. This is a widely used federal survey in the non-institutionalized civilians. This survey uses an overlapping panel design. A new panel of patients is added to the survey system every year. Each survey group was surveyed in a duration of 2 years. In our analysis, we examined the lower limit, median, and upper limit values for MTM eligibility criteria because Part D plans do have the discretion in determining these thresholds for MTM eligibility criteria. For example, in 2008, the eligibility criteria have the following characteristics. For the limits based on the number of covered prescriptions, these three representative values are 2, 5, and 15, which are, you know, minimum, median, and maximum values. For the limits based on the number of chronic conditions, these values are 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 5. The Part D drug cost is to exceed $4,000 in 2008. So we can see that there are 9 possible threshold combinations, which is 3 times 3 times 1, which are 3 represent the number of covered prescription medications threshold, and the other 3 represent the number of limits based on the number of chronic conditions, and there's only 1 drug cost threshold. So we used the median values for main analysis and all other combinations in sensitivity analysis. For the eligibility criteria for 2010 to 2011, we used a similar method, except that for this period, CMS lowered the allowable upper limit for the number of covered prescription medications to 8. So there are only 3 there are three representative values, 2, 5, and 8. And the allowable upper limit for the number of chronic conditions was lowered to 3. So we only examined 2 and 3 as thresholds. Part D drug cost threshold was lowered to $3,000 for this time period. So we only had 6 possible combinations. We also used the median value for main analysis and all other 5 combinations in sensitivity analysis. We used a survey-weighted chi-square test. We compared the likelihood of meeting MTM eligibility criteria between non-Hispanic whites, and 2 minority groups, non-Hispanics, blacks, and Hispanics. We also used survey-weighted logistic regression. We used Anderson's behavioral model to control for the confounding factors. For example, we controlled for predisposing factors, age, gender, and marital status. Enabling factors included insurance status, poverty categories, highest degree received, health insurance, geographic regions, metropolitan statistical area, and need factors we controlled for self-perceived health status. We also included interaction terms of time period and race and ethnicity to control for trend. These are our results. This is social demographic characteristics across racial and ethnic groups among the Medicare population for the time period of 1996 to 1997. The time period that we examined of 2007 to 2008 actually reported a similar pattern. We can see that these patterns are not surprising. For example, non-Hispanic whites are more likely to fall into the older age groups and are more likely to be married, and they are more likely to have private insurance, less likely to have Medicaid, and more likely to fall into the wealthy groups compared to the minority populations. And also, non-Hispanic whites are also more likely to have higher degrees, and less likely to reside in metropolitan statistical area compared to minority populations. And non-Hispanic whites are also more likely to report better self-perceived health status. These are number of proportions of individuals eligible for medication therapy management services in 1996 to 1997, according to 2008 eligibility criteria. We can see that, for example, for the main analysis, the proportions eligible across the 3 racial and ethnic groups are 3.53, 3.52, 3.42. It's not surprising that these numbers are not statistically significantly different. And we found the similar pattern for according to all sensitivity analysis. So this is the results from 1996 to 1997. When we looked at racial and ethnic disparities in meeting 2010 to 2011 Medicare MTM eligibility criteria for the same time period, these are the results from the main analysis. We can see that there are significant racial but not ethnic disparities across in meeting MTM eligibility criteria. So we analyzed the proportions of meeting each MTM eligibility criterion among the Medicare population in 1996 to 1997, and we found that only the number of drugs threshold has some exhibited significant difference across racial and ethnic groups. All other categories do not exhibit differences, which is not surprising. These are the trend of MTM disparities among Medicare population based on 2008 eligibility criteria. We can see that the main variables that we look at are the interaction terms between blacks and the time period 2007 to 2008 and Hispanics and the interaction term between Hispanics and the time period of 2007 to 2008. We can say that these interaction terms were not significant. That means the disparities may be persistent. So we found that during 1996 to 1997, there's no statistical significant racial, but there's no significant racial or ethnic disparities associated with the MTM eligibility criteria for 2008. But there are significant racial but not ethnic disparities associated with 2010 to 2011 MTM eligibility criteria. During 2007-2008, in our findings, which were not included in the tables, we found both racial and ethnic disparities associated with both 2008 and 2010 to 2011 MTM eligibility criteria. So we found persistent disparities associated with the 2008 and 2010 to 2011 MTM eligibility criteria from the time period that we examined. This finding is consistent with the previous government and academic community reports of lack of progress on disparity reduction on some aspects. So racial and ethnic disparities in meeting MTM eligibility criteria may not decrease over time unless MTM eligibility criteria are changed. So racial and ethnic disparities in the healthcare utilization are caused by complicated factors. However, MTM eligibility criteria may actually aggravate existing racial and ethnic disparities in health outcomes. MTM eligibility criteria is a value-based strategy because individuals eligible have more complex medical conditions and have greater potential to benefit from MTM services. However, these eligibility criteria may conflict with equity doctrine. There are study limitations, I think Dr. Wettel is telling me probably I should stop. So, thank you.
Question.
So in the MEPS data, you are working with self-reported chronic conditions, right? But what is the definition of number of chronic conditions in the eligibility criteria?
That is a very good question. Our determination of number of chronic conditions is based on a list of chronic conditions that are applicable to the Medicare population that is put together by a group of researchers when they studied who would be eligible for MTM services. So basically, there are 25 chronic conditions, including cancer, asthma, diabetes, hypertension, you know, those are the usual suspects that we would think applicable to the Medicare population.
My question has to do with, you know, when I'm listening to you talk, I think about access to care and health disparities, and if that's not, you know, sort of creating this, the fact that the, you know, the different groups, the minorities, aren't eligible for this because they're not getting the same kind of health care as the white population. So did you address that in your paper, anything about disparities in access?
We do not specifically analyze this, as we can see, though, we only included a small aspect of this analysis, and this analysis can be expanded to multiple aspects. The National Institute for Aging has funded me to do more comprehensive analysis than the data that I reported today. In that project, we compare a lot of patterns across a lot of racial and ethnic disparities among individuals that are eligible for medication therapy management services and among individuals that are not eligible for medication therapy management services. We believe that in our analysis, we found that among this is very interesting. I'm very excited about this. Among the individuals that are eligible, there are less disparities than among individuals that are not eligible. So that means among individuals that are left out in this MTM services, there's greater disparities. So they are, you know, further left behind, basically. Thank you. Yeah, one thing that's very surprising is CMS always wanted to expand medication therapy management services to approximately 25% of the population. But over the years, although they changed the option from opting in to opting out, it seems that more people should be eligible. But according to the historical analysis of the data, there are always 11% to 13% of the individuals eligible. So it's really interesting what party plans are doing regarding the regarding controlling the number of people that are eligible for these services, which from business perspective is not very surprising because MTM services is not CMS does not pay the party plans a specific amount of money for MTM services. It's part of administrative funds. And I think I see a couple of my colleagues nodding heads. And so it's not a very good incentive for party plans to cover more and more people because, you know, it's not a specifically increasing amount of money that I'm getting from CMS. Why do I want to increase the number of people that are eligible? Sorry? Right, right, yeah. Right.
I had a quick question. Since a larger proportion of Medicare beneficiaries that are from racial ethnic minority groups also qualify for Medicaid, did you consider the fact that maybe they're not qualifying for MTM because a lot of their medications are not going through their Part D plan but actually are going through Medicaid, and therefore they might not meet the threshold necessary to qualify for MTM through Part D?
Actually, I think they are covered by Part D, right? They are not the Medicaid prescriptions are moved to.
No, not if Medicaid. If the Part D plan isn't covered, then Medicaid is a secondary. So there might be cases where the medications wouldn't be covered by their Part D plan and then are billed to their state Medicaid, and therefore they won't qualify for, you know, MTM potential.
Wow, that is a very important point. Yeah, that suggests that our findings are probably biased downward. So there can be greater disparities than we are reporting because Medicaid programs are more likely to enroll the minority population.